Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying Yanup Strong? Welcome to the program, 1 hour program. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across the daily country of our Daily Black Network. Thank you for being you and the work that you do. And also want to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and such a beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yanup Strong. I'm going to jump straight into it and have a yarn with brother man here, Anthony Dewis, and also got on the line Alka Chamley, Senior Project Officer and Project Assistant. We're talking WECT Canberra 2025. Applications now officially open. Don't miss out on the opportunity. And to talk about the opportunity, we're going to talk to Alka and Anthony about this space. So with that, we'll bring Sister on the line here, Alka. Alka, good morning. You there?
Oh, hello. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Welcome to the program. Anthony Dewis in the studio with me. Anthony, good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll start with Deadly Sister. Alka, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please, sis?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Everyone, my name's Alka Chamley. I'm a Wiradjuri woman from New South Wales. I was born and raised in Palawa country in Tasmania. But yeah, the mob is Wiradjuri.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to mob and also the mob down there at Tassie. Would be cold down there, but my sister, thank you. And how's you, brother Anthony Juice? Who your mob were you from, brother?
Yeah, brother. So on my mother's side, I'm a proud descendant of the Debal clan of the Khoibara tribe up in Borgu Island. Also connected to the Wagadagam tribe through the Motlop family, and there were Moby Ag, and then on my Aka's maiden name is Motlop, so the island of Motolava in Vanuatu, the North Banks Island.
Okay.
And then on my dad's side, proud of the southern clan of the Yidinji Nation, Bala, down in Babinda there, Wanyamaje, Awandara, Bunabindara.
Yes.
So that's our home country there, born and raised in Babinda, and
yes.
Got connections to Darumbal country in Central Coast Queensland there, where Shellwater Bay, Rocky, and then the Kalalea people in Southwest Queensland.
Fruit salad. Brother, all the connections, my brother.
Everything.
Too deadly,
very
my brother.
Very proud, though, brother. Very
Look, thank
proud.
You very much. Brother, while I got you, let's talk about WECT Canberra. What is WECT? Applications now open. Paint the picture first. What is WECT and who's it for?
Yeah, brother. So it's an opportunity for a young next generation, the year 10s, 11s and 12s across the country.
Yep.
The WECT's opportunities for them. It provides hands-on experience and information about job opportunities with the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
It's funded by the National Indigenous Australians Agency, NIAA,
yep.
Under its children's schooling program.
Okay.
The WECT program is also delivered by the Australian government in partnerships with ETM Perspectives, which the managing director and owner is Dwayne Vickery.
Okay.
So
now, you did say schools, grades, what, 11 and 12? What did you say,
10,
sorry?
10, 11 and 12.
10, 11 and 12.
Well, yeah,
fantastic. So is this a course over and above their schooling, their education curriculum?
So what it is, it's a week-long program where it's underpinned by four key pillars.
Okay.
As a cultural lens.
Yep.
You have a leadership lens, a career lens, and social responsibility lens. And so when we talk about these four key pillars, the cultural lens, we have mentors that come from a very strong Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander background, a cultural journey and part of their cultural journey, and then mentoring the young people coming through that cultural lens. So being okay with their cultural journey, where they're at, and continuing on, because culture is a lifelong journey, right? And,
beautiful.
And finding out who you are. So that's the cultural lens. Then the leadership lens comes into play, where you've had people that have gone through the space of leadership and through a Cert 4 or some similar to a leadership course.
Yes.
And therefore there's a key element of mentoring, so that plays a particular role. And then we've got a career lens, which is the focus around getting them to think about what their career opportunities are, what they want to get into.
Beautiful.
And then also the social responsibility. So how do you work with people around your same age, and how do you actually work within the dynamics of them and the social responsibility that entails for us as young Black people?
And what I'm loving about it, my brother, just hearing you, we're talking about a foundation. A strong foundation for kids who are in school about to step in the adult world. Look, I'll bring Sister Alka into the conversation now, because Alka, you were a student in this course. Now you're an ambassador, a leader, a mentor in the space being employed. Is that right, Sister?
Yes. Yeah. I attended the 2022 WEX Camp program, and heavily involved with the program since, and I love it. You know, as Uncle Anthony said there, I love the pillars that it's built on.
Yes.
And I'm currently working at ETMP, the facilitating company there, working part-time with them. So it's, really opened a lot of opportunities with me and just gave me really exceptional experience.
So you completed your high school certificate?
Yeah, so I graduated from year 12 in Tassie last year. So, yeah, graduated in 2024.
Too deadly. Now leading from the front, my sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch this space. Aspirations, where do you want to be, say, in 5 years' time, my sister? What are you looking at doing? Which areas?
Yeah, so following graduating last year, I'm currently studying full-time as well at James Cook University in Townsville.
Okay.
So I'm studying a Bachelor of Psychological Science with, you know, you talk about in 5 years' time. In five years' time, I'll probably still be studying. The long-term goal is to be registered as a clinical psychologist, whilst, also working with ETMP, hopefully as well, to continue delivering better outcomes and mentorship of our Indigenous people.
Yeah, beautiful. Congratulations, my sister, too, Daddy, leading from the front.
Thank you.
Brother Anthony, you look at this WEX program, it works. And here's the proof in the pudding, when you have a sister, Alka, who became a student, now working in the space and has virtually become a mentor for other students coming through the program, you could say.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, this is the best thing about it, is that we role model what we deliver, right? So it's really, really important that, you know, seeing Alka's growth has been phenomenal. It's been great. And, you know, her journey's been one that she loves to share and we love to talk about as well, because of the fact is that there was not only her, but there's a couple of others that are in that same journey and process that went through as a student, then became shadow mentors and looking at mentors.
Well, success breeds success. And here's the proof in the pudding. And, you can be what you can't see. And like I said, and here it is right in front of you. Mm. And, look, this should be templated across the country when you're talking about the WEX program. But all successful programs out there should be templated across the country. As I always say, we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field. Look, this is fantastic. So how do people apply for the up-and-coming next WEX program?
Yeah, Bala, so obviously our applications for this year's WEX in Canberra closes on Friday the 22nd of August.
Okay.
And so...
And how do people apply?
Yeah, so you can, for further information around it, you can get onto WEX, W-E-X, at etmp.com.au, or at WEX, W-E-X, at niaa.gov.au. And we strongly encourage that if any schools or CECs out there that are listening, like, to encourage.
And all schools are aware of this, private and public schools are aware of this program?
Yeah, brother. Yep. So we try to market and advertise it as much as we can. And, you know, we've got ETMP, we've got a really good media team that does that really good marketing, and then in conjunction with NIAA as well. So
beautiful.
But it's just listening to the stories and having people like ourselves that are part of the WEX family. Mm. And how important it is, because we resemble that when you're in Canberra, we are your family away from family.
Okay, beautiful.
So it's that nice cultural touch around, it's culturally safe, you know, a space where they can grow, learn, be vulnerable. And, you know, we have a cultural advisor every year at each WEX, and Uncle Benny Hodges is been predominant in that
big
space.
Shout out Uncle Benny Hodges. At the table as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, he's been part of a lot of our cultural journeys, especially these young people too. So the influence,
well, he's an inspiration. And you also, when you're at the table with Uncle Benny, you get mocked there too.
Yes, yeah, same
time.
He
belongs to mock, you know, belongs to laugh and tickle you. So too deadly. Now with that, over to Alka, my sister. Where did you do your course, the WEX course?
Yeah, so I did my first WEX program in Canberra.
Okay.
It was a fantastic experience coming from Tassie, you know, pretty small place down there. Good place, though.
Good place, though.
Yeah, going up. Yeah, exactly. Going up to Canberra and, you know, meeting with 50-odd students from around the country really just opened my eyes to the opportunities that are available, as well as enriching my cultural knowledge.
Yes.
Which was, fantastic. And then follow WEX Canberra. I was then selected to participate as an ambassador for the WEX Regional program, which is another program that ETMP delivers in conjunction with NIAA and the Australian government. So, plenty of programs and plenty of experience that
lovely.
I've been really super grateful to be around.
And what about your family, brothers, sisters? You could be in a position of leading the way in regarding aspirations for your family, yep?
Yeah, so I am the youngest.
Okay.
I've got one older he's a couple of years older than me, so he's done the job of work, but super proud to be able to represent my family.
Good, good.
An opportunity to hopefully try and engage with students who are just on the cusp of finishing grade 12 or, have made it here and are still on their cultural and career journey. WEX has given me a fantastic opportunity to become a role model and for of other people.
Lovely. Fantastic. Brother, when we're talking about the WEX program,
yes.
Do we venture into different industries as such, or do we have like professionals come in to have a yarn to the students?
Yeah, so Bala, we have an opportunity in Canberra, and it's a bit of an overview of the week in Canberra, and it sets up by them coming, registering, me staying at one venue, and then the opportunity to sit down and have a breakfast with the parliamentarians, with our First Nation parliamentarians in the Parliament House. So it's an early start.
Yes.
We have cultural night, so we celebrate best of both cultures for them, and then we look at... working in conjunction with NIAA, they do a big careers expo with all their connected agencies and services, and they have the career expo just for our own young people that are on that program. So it's really, they get a tour, they go to the War Memorial, you find out about the Indigenous First Nations history of the wartime.
Yes.
But it's so connected and inspiring. Yeah, they get to go to Defence Force, they do high ropes course, they do tunnel activities. It's really interactive.
Good.
They're in their teams and they really focus on how do they work with each other. And
is there a certificate that comes out of this?
You become an extended member of the WEX family.
Okay.
As soon as you complete,
and they can throw that on their resume, can they not?
100%.
Lovely. Yeah,
100%.
Beautiful.
Because then they get exposure, and it's there's a lot of stuff there that goes through the space around working with them and developing them and growing them. So.
Sure.
It's a wonderful, wonderful week, isn't it?
So one more time, in regard to applications, how do they apply?
Yeah, so you can get onto the WEX at ETMP or the ETMP website, the WEX at etmp.com.au or WEX at NIA.
You have an acronym for ETMP?
ETMP, yeah, is the Employment Training and Management Perspectives.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah,
okay,
so
works at ETMP.
So they've got an office in Brisbane and also down in Hobart and Nipaluna there. So
beautiful.
And Mingin. So it's just a wonderful opportunity. And, well, it doesn't just have to be the schools. It can be anyone that's listening out there.
Sure.
That you can get onto
for
the website.
For people who left school?
No, it's really for the grade 10s, 11s. If they got kids.
Educated.
Yeah,
thank you.
That
all
have
right,
gone
lovely.
Through the system.
Yeah,
they're doing
you.
Well. And, you know, some of the questions that are posed in the application, ALCA's one of those ones that have developed that and sort of...
So if you get a student at home listening to this, whether it be school holidays or they're having a day off or they're not well or whatever and they're hearing their yarn here, they can go through their guidance counsellor at school to apply or
they
can 100%. Just check with their Indigenous liaison officer at the school to apply or apply themselves.
Very much so, apply themselves. And it's all
beautiful.
About... It's all about network, you know, Murray Grapevine,
from
up here,
like
it's connected. So, you know, I'm always sharing the WEX stuff on social media as well. And, you know, ALCA does the same. And everyone that's been part of the WEX family for a long period of time, it's
beautiful.
We share and we
good.
Share the love.
Well, ALCA, thank you very much for sharing your story. Congratulations, leading from the front, my sister. And tomorrow and your future is a clean slate. And you can design your life how you see fit, my sister. So do what
thank
you do. Thank you. Enjoy the journey. Thank you for your yarn and thank you for being present. Bala Anthony, thank you, Bala. Always good to see you. You're always out and about. And you're our information officer, you could say. Anything that's going on, I don't know how many emails I get from you, what's going on, brother. You know what's going on. You're the finger on the pulse, and I thank you for your communication, and great to be yarning with you face-to-face and not on the email, my bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a pleasure, Brother Trev. You know, our journey started a long time ago.
Exactly, brother. Yes. But listen, thank you for you, and we'll yarn soon, eh, brother?
We'll do.
Uncle Kid, smiling sister, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn with Alka and a beautiful yarn with our brother man, that's AD, Anthony Jewis, and both senior project officer and project assistant with the WEX Canberra. WEX, do check it out, and the WEX provides hands-on experience, information about job opportunities in the Australian government. So you can apply for that if you're in year 10, 11 and 12. Go through your guidance counsellor, or you as an adult to be student, you can do it yourself as well. Fantastic. Or reach out to the webpage here in regard to WEX, W-E-X, at etmp.com.au, or otherwise WEX, W-E-X, at niaa.gov.au. Apply now, you mob too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. And deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have you seen yarn up strong, you mob? Too deadly. National Talk Black. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Miklamata work, the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by diving the surface of it work. With them making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. With them making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by diving the surface of it work. With them making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. You must have been me, Sambala Ryan, Ate Kare, Akamasi Gailan. Born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another Ate and be full blood, new in mind. Another Ate and be cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now Zulai one sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. Hamata Yanyu bad when Ate become Ate Mata make a dance, Ate make it the makar. And man no understand when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time we snag a band. Woman naga man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make it wrong decision, them can't. But we no sabe si da mata work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth, track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we stop at work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth, track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we stop at. Bamba, you go walk but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Basem go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up there, gaba gab. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make a damn kind, you go mata stop. Bamba, then kind was a cool your password walk now. Then kind was a spear password woman. How mata ya new bad when out there we come. Ate mata make it work, make him sign up to sundown. Make it plenty pound, dive up the down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was say waiting naga vow. Boti naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, Bogani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. Then now, but we no sabe si da mata work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we stop it. Miklamata work. Miklamata work.
with the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we stop at work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we stop at work.
Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day seems rich. Nothing changed, we afraid, we glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter.
Baby, baby, baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me. Typical complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart. That's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements. The pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. The better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby, baby, baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Black Lives Matters. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours. Truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country as BBM by my Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we're across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, today going to catch up deadly cousin, brother, and the S.O. Stephen Oliver, the funny man, digital comedian, and Big Yard Quiz co-host. And got the brother on the line, Stephen Oliver, your big dot. Good morning. How are you, my brother?
Trendy Trev, you big up. How are you?
Shut up. I'm well. I'm well, my brother. Listen, before we start my cuss, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please, bro.
No, it's my brother. Now?
Yeah. Thank you. We're on air. Now.
We're on air.
Try and be professional. Try and be professional.
I'm laying up here sick, my brother, but my mob says, you know, I've got the biggest mob. I love you guys, but my great-grandparents. So you got one, you got Galita.
Yes.
Everybody's hands up there in the goal.
That's right. That's why we're connected. That's why we're connected. And I'm tight.
I'm close
to you on your payday, my
brother. Relations.
On your payday, I'm very close to you. The one you're going to get him up? Yep.
Cookie Island is in Daintree.
Yes.
And then you got Wapapau, with the Great Keppel Island, and then Bundjalung Burrupai down in New South Wales.
Beautiful. Deadly footprint. Cold country as well. My brother, thank you for being you. So let's talk big backyard quiz and 50th birthdays. SBS
talk.
And NAIDOC, eh? NAIDOC week, of course.
And me next month.
Yeah, my brother. So tell us about big backyard quiz, brother. You co-host?
Big backyard quiz, we did a pilot for it. Last year, I don't know if you saw the pilot last year that we shot. We did a pilot episode just to see how it goes, and it went deadly. So, next minute, we're over in Perth, and we filmed 8 episodes this year.
Yeah, good. So, we went to a big backyard quiz. So, paint the picture. What's it entail? Do we have people on a panel, and there's yarns going on? Or is it a skit?
I mean, well, it's a quiz show. So, yeah. You know, we're asking questions, you know, like about black history and, you know, Australian history, that kind of stuff. We got team captains, Charlie Sevens and Maine Wyatt, are our team captains on the first episode. And then we got, like, guests, like, we got, like, comedy legends and everything appearing on the show, brother. It was just a really deadly shoot. You know, just big lots of fun, heaps of fun, biggest Bob laugh, lots of crack stuff.
Well, you know, we belong to humour, a comedy, you know, and that's a good medicine for us to keep us focused in our journey of life, you know. We've got to have that mock there, don't we, my bro?
Well, that's it, my brother, and look, plenty of mocking going on in that show.
Yeah.
We even got Rob McManus in one episode, please appear in.
Okay, deadly. All right,
yeah, I got to call him the S word. I don't mean sexy. I don't know if they'll air it though.
Watch this space.
Watch if you get to see me call Rob McManus the S word.
Yeah. Now, this is all happening on SBS. Is it NITV as well?
Yes, my brother. So just remember SBS. Always say sexy black Steven.
Shut your mouth. Like BBM and deadly Mary, big black Mary, she called it, BBM.
Don't talk.
So I'd thank
have to
you.
Remember that one.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I thought for you it might be Big Bunty Murray.
Hey, shut your mouth. So with that, brother, when will this be aired? A big backyard quiz, bro.
Good question. I believe it's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
But I had to double check that. So yeah. But I believe it's this Saturday for NAIDOC.
Well, thank you. Well, there you go. This is time to promote it. So yeah, hopefully this Saturday, brother. There it is. We are in the week of NAIDOC, and the fact that we're celebrating 50 years of NAIDOC. Give us your experience about NAIDOC, brother, and what it means to us as First Nation people.
Well, you know, my brother, I saw a thing the other day. It kind of even just made me sad that people even asked me a question, but it was like, is NAIDOC still relevant?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Where'd that come from? A non-Indigenous question? Non-Indigenous person asking that question? Where'd that come from?
It was actually on YouTube, popped up in my news feed. And I'm just kind of, it's like, of course, it's like, there's so much of this learning still that mob need from our mob, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's still some, like, that's only touched the tip of the iceberg, you know, like, of what we have to offer and who we are as people. And our claims, and even the truth of this country, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, it's still relevant. And it's like, just because you don't feel like learning doesn't mean it's not something to learn. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
And it's about opening, you know, it's about whether we want to be a better country as well. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, the fact that we don't have a treaty and we're the only First Nation country that doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people. So there's one, but then we're talking about gaps. and our people are dying at a young age, and then you know, longevity, and you have incarceration, amount of people who are in incarceration, and then the amount of deaths incarceration. I mean, all the so-called life expectancy, all the gaps, you know what I mean? So something's got to be done. We are in the 21st century, are we not, Stephen Oliver?
Exactly. Well, you know, it's like, I mean, you know, people were, when I would do my show, my one-man show, and I would talk about, you know, in a space of 6 months, I lost five people.
Yeah.
And that's a common thing for our mob, you know what I mean?
Well, we have
and
more
people, because
more
the people don't have our experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't understand, you know, and I mean, it's just, I mean, even, you know, the whole voice debacle and all that kind of stuff, you know, just made me even more...
Don't start, but what I said, we continue on, we row the boat, and here you are now about to do Big Backyard Quiz. So we continue with our profession or the vehicle that we're driving, financial vehicle, if you want to call it a job or career path or whatever, but success breeds success, and more black people have been successful in all industry. There's our rise, so to speak, and our existence, you would say, my brother. Is that true?
Exactly, brother. We're going to rise like a damper.
We're going to go there for... I want syrup, and I want enamel cup, cup of tea, 12 sugars, powder
black
milk.
Black tea, have that black tea there too.
Powder milk.
We're going to be hot like tea and rise like that damper.
Oos. You too, Deli, my brother. Listen, I love who you are. A comedian to the max. Like I said, we're bronched to comedy. Do you do stand-up live when you're away from the camera, so to speak?
No, but that's what people always thought of stand up. I said, well, I'm over lay down.
We can lay on a couch and do yarn.
Yeah, lay it up now, coughing up, please.
No, you don't.
See, Danny, is
no,
it that cold down here in Brisbane at the moment?
Yeah. No, yeah, it would be, brother.
How's the weather up that way? I think I need to come up there and warm up.
Hey, I'm wearing football shorts and singlet here talking to you.
Hey, I hope you've got Jada Jada on too.
Yeah, Dross here. That's right. My brother, when you're talking about some black comedians, of course, Shawnee Children's out there, Kevin Crawford Pinier, some deadly mob coming through. We just witnessed a young brother up this way, lawyer slash comedian, Leon Filewood. He's now kicking it on, and our deadly sister's out there. So we got some deadly leaders in regarding comedy, brother.
Ah, for sure, my brother. Look, I always get emotional for Shawnee Chauva because I, you know, for me, he, I mean, of course there was Bob before, but I think he's the first one who kind of went on that circuit and did that circuit as a stand-up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And brother, and like, I grew up with my brother boy from Townsville,
yeah.
And he's always been very, like he would always try to get us mob to go down to dance in Sydney and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, he's just always been that supportive. He's been at the forefront of that. And in fact, he's called Allen, your brother boy as well, so...
Yeah.
You know, like, I have the utmost respect for that fellow. I'll tell you a funny story too about Kevin Cropp.
Continue.
But
yeah.
when I was down in South Australia, and we went to Ralkin, the mission there down then way for another Diddy Mob. But he wasn't home at the time, but his house was there, so I took a photo of me laying up in front of his house.
Yes, you do.
And
yep.
I said it to him, I said, here, your property value just went up.
Thank you. Get the equity out, buy another property, because I'm here in the photo. that's deadly, my brother. That's deadly. And look, there's the comedy. There it is. It keeps us going. You know, sometimes we're in a struggle in society and how we're living as First Nation people, but the comedy keeps us going, my brother. So we thank you for being you. So Big Backyard Quiz that's happening apparently this Saturday. Fingers crossed. SBS, thank you.
Let me have a quick look. I might have this information.
Well, we're yarning here, promoting it, and you haven't got the right date there, my cuss. So would you let me swing it in a breeze here, bro? I'm a professional, Stephen Oliver.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Murray turning 50 next month, and we're here wearing glasses trying
Thank you. There you go. Magnifying glass. Have a look at that. That site, what do you go, website? Where you finding it? Give us the information, brother. You know when you come on air and you're yarning,
you should have the information. Sorry about that, brother.
All right, well, you need to text us or text me or, you know, Murray Ravon, let me know so I can promote it for you. But Big Backyard Quiz, that's up and coming. And you're the co-host for this deadly show. It's going to be a laugh. It's going to be deadly. But we're looking at, in pencil, SBS this Saturday night, hopefully, and we'll confirm that. But Stephen Oliver, thank you for your yarn, my brother. You stay warm,
Thank
warm,
you.
And we'll talk soon, eh, bro?
Thank you, brother. I will, my brother. Take care. Much love to all the mob up there as well, all the Olivers.
Yeah, too deadly.
All the Greggans, all the Backers, all the Maraders, all you mob. Yeah, but not leave out anyone. I get growled, you know. Grogans.
Give me a Grogan, that's right. Grogans are like Smith Black versions. Grogans everywhere. Big shout out, Grogan family. Stephen Oliver, we'll talk soon, Cuss.
Yeah, no worries, brother.
Oh. Beautiful yarn. That's Stephen Oliver, funny man. And he's, of course, Indigenous comedian and Big Backyard Quiz co-host. Now, with the information he had, probably on this Saturday, SBS, do check it out, SBS Online, to see when it is. But Big Backyard Quiz, and that's just a black version, all the different quiz shows that you have. Well, that's the black version, so do check it out. And any vehicle we got out there that promotes our humour or just promotes entertainment, then do check it out. So big shout out to all the black comedians. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, Nationalist Radio Service. Yarn, I'm strong. Your mob too deadly.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
The cloud is rolling. name.
Shawty, you know I'm down for you, girl. You can come and kick it with me, lady.
Baby, baby,
this one touch, then you'll have me tripping, going crazy. You're my island, darling, lady.
Let me take you away, lady.
You're the one that I wanna come home to. Got my heart in the night, you should know love. Baby, you're driving me crazy. My heart is all yours for the taking, ain't no mistaking. Up till the morning talking, I'm in love with the voice. She got me blushing, no bluffing, hot racing, rushing. Them arguments ain't nothing. I want you in my arms all night. Right here, shawty, right by my side. I'll be thinking about you before I close my eyes. So the clock is ticking, we gotta waste no time. This love is precious, no one can take it. You're amazing, heart is
shawty, you know I'm down for you, girl.
You can come and kick it with me, lady. Tripping, going crazy. You're my island, darling, lady.
Let me take you away, lady.
You're the one that I wanna come home to. Got my heart in a knot, you should know love.
Baby, tell me what it is, what it do. Cause I wanna get close to you. And I like the way when you walk my way, ay. Cause I just wanna kick it back with a girl like you. Tell me, girl, and I'll roll right through. Your energy you give is so different. So tell me if you wanna go the distance. I'll never let you down. Baby, tell me if you wanna be my boo. So come and be my lady, baby, hold me. So be my one and only.
Hey you mob, today's the day. Come celebrate NAIDOC with us at Wuchopperen Health Service. Our community day is happening today from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. There's loads to see and do, and families attending can win 6 months' supply of fresh fruit and veggies delivered straight to your door, courtesy of Tableland to Tabletop. Today from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Wuchopperen Health Service. See you there. See our Facebook page for more details. Station sponsor.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company. Stay tuned for the news via NERS, National Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. And look, thank you for your time, your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon. Back on that daily program number, 1-800-422-416. That's the number. Again, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text your brother 045-714. 0550 too deadly.